朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。我想我们来到神家最快乐的一件事情，就是我们能够在这里与那位最爱我们的神相会。我在各地讲道的时候，很喜欢问弟兄姊妹，我说神家最大的特点到底是什么？
When I'm traveling and I'm speaking, I ask all the brothers and sisters, what is the most significant characteristic of the house of the Lord?
很多人就急着回答我说是爱。那的确是啊。
And that certainly is true.
我觉得那是神家的三大特点之一。
And I think is one of the three characteristics in the house of God.
但是神家最大的特点呢是神的同在。
But the greatest characteristic is that God is there.
我们能够与地上的万民有分别。
And we are separated from all the people of the world.
教会的聚会能够跟天下千百万个不同的聚会不同的地方，是因为神在我们中间。
And this gathering is significant, is different from all other gatherings in the world becauseGod is here.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天像最近中国要开十八大，你要靠近那个地方都不行的。
Happening
in China. 没有关系。
Something is happening in China, very festive, and a lot of people can't get there, even if you want to draw near.
那不过是地上的领袖。
A particular leader is having some kind of gathering.
但是我们却是来到万王之王、万主之主的面前。
But we are coming to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们随时可以来到他的同在里面。
We could come anytime into his presence.
我们随时可以进到至圣所里面。
And anytime we could come into the holiest of holies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望所有神的儿女们，我们都看重这一件事情。
And dear brothers and sisters, I pray that you would treasure this particular understanding.
然后我们大家一起来让这件事情在我们中间越来越真实。
And that we together would allow this become more and more of a reality.
今天早上跪在这里祷告的时候。
This morning, as I was kneeling and praying,
哎呦，你们突然一个感动，我就想到至圣所里面其实只有一个 audience， 只有一个对象跟听众。
In the holies of holies, there's only but an audience of one.
谁？
Who is that?
那你们自己说的哈。God himself, 只有神。
God himself is the only audience.
所以我们来到这里，我们不是只是跟众人唱诗而已。
So we're not just here singing with everyone.
我们是有对象的。
We have someone that we're singing to.
我们是对神唱的。
We are singing to God.
我们不是来到矽谷基督徒聚会唱歌。
We're not here in Silicon Valley Christian Assembly singing.
我们是进到至圣之境，在至圣所里面向神唱诗。
We're coming to the most holy place in the presence of the living God to sing to him.
弟兄姊妹，如果神的儿女们都被神开的眼睛，用信心与所听见的道调和的话。
Brothers and sisters, if all of our eyes are open, that we're mingling with the words that we heard with faith.
就算我们没有被提到天上，天也在地上开始的。
Even we are not lifted up and ascended on high, heaven has begun here.
这是需要我们大家一起来祷告的。
And this is what we together need to pray for.
我们一起来珍惜它的。
And we need to treasure it.
所以，当我们更多真实的敬拜向着宝座去的时候
，And as our worship is more becoming more and more of a reality towards the throne,
你发现我们的聚会真的是值得、值得、值得来。
And you discover and you begin to realize it is crucial and it's important to come to this meeting.
这就是施布真说的，连爬都要爬回教会来。
And this is what Spurgeon is talking about. Even if I have to crawl, I'm going to crawl to the house of God.
因为你不是因为你不来有人生气啊。
It's not because if you don't come, somebody will be upset.
你不来太可惜了。
Because you're going to lose so much.
我们跟众圣徒一同来到神的面前。
With all the saints, we come before the presence of God.
感谢主啊。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要来看一个很重要的题目啊。
And today we're going to come and look at a very important topic.
虽然看起来经文不容易读。
And on the surface, the scripture seems a little hard to understand.
但是这件事情对我们太重要了。
But it is so important to us.
提摩太前书第二章第五节告诉我们，只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，就是降世为人的耶稣基督。
And 1 Timothy tells us that there's only but one mediator between God and man. It is the Jesus Christ incarnate.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要讲我们怎么样子能够跟神发生关系。
So today we're going to talk about how can we have a relationship with God.
我们怎么样子借着耶稣基督，我们能够跟这位神中间没有间隔。
How is it through Jesus Christ that there is no more hindrances between us and God?
耶稣基督在地上有太多太多不同的称呼。
Jesus Christ, when he was in this world, he had many, many positions.
他是耶稣， 他是以马内利，他是救主，他是主。
He had many names. He's Jesus. He's Emmanuel. He's Savior. He is the Lord.
但是有一天，耶稣问他的门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
But one day Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
保罗不是彼得这一辈子讲的最好听的一句话就是这一次。
Peter had the most eloquent words, and is this only time in his life?
他难得不被主责备的，但是这次被主夸奖得不得了。
Seldom was he not rebuked by the Lord, but this time the Lord applauded him.
他说什么
？What did he say?
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of the Eternal God.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们不光要认识耶稣是神的儿子。
And not only do we need to come and know that Jesus is the Son of God,
我们也要认识他是基督。
But he is Christ.
什么叫做基督？
What is to call him Christ?
基督就是这 anointing one, 这受膏者。
It is to say that he is the anointed one.
在旧约里面，只有先知、君王和祭司可以被受膏的。
The Old Testament only kings, priests, and
king
and priest are to be anointed.
先知、君王和祭司，他们受膏，说到神把托付给他们。
Prophets, kings, and priests are anointed because God has given them.A commission.
神有这么神圣的使命托给他。
And God has such a holy commission into their lives.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣是集这三个职分于一身的那一位。
And Jesus is the only one who holds all three positions.
今天我们要来讲他是祭司。
And when we're going to talk about him being the priest today,
弟兄姊妹，跟我们发生绝对的关系。
Absolutely has something to do with you and me.
今天对我们已经隔了两千年的基督徒来说。
For us who are Christians, after 2,000 years has gone by,
我们讲耶稣是基督，我们认为是理所当然。我们讲耶稣是大祭司，是理所当然的。
And when we say Jesus Christ is the high priest, we say, "Oh, that's obvious."
我们根本不会也想有什么问题。
And we don't ponder about it. We don't think about it.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们在由当初写希伯来书的时候，在那个背景底下。讲耶稣是大祭司，那是引起很大争议的。
But in the time of the writing of the book of Hebrews, when you claim that Jesus is the high priest, it would actually raise an uproar.
那是一个革命性的一种思想，一种全新的思想。
It's a revolutionary thought. It's something that is completely new.
所以我们今天早上我分两个部分来讲。
So this morning I want to break it into two segments to share.
第一个部分讲耶稣基督大祭司的身份。
And the first segment I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ, his position as the high priest.
第二个我们讲他大祭司的职分。
And his identity as the high priest, and the secondly, his function as the high priest.
他的 ministry, 但我们第二部分主要是我今天要讲的。
And the second portion is the ministry of Jesus Christ as high priest, and I'm going to focus on the second portion.
但是因为当我们读希伯来书的时候，
But because when we read the book of Hebrews,
你发现作者花了相当大的篇幅来解决一个重要的问题，就是耶稣是基督的这个角色。
And he used many, many words and many, many examples to clarify that Christ, Jesus is the Christ.
所以我们也很简单的带过去讲耶稣是大祭司。我们从三个角度简单带过去。
And very simply and very quickly, we have to paint a broad stroke of the picture of Jesus being the high priest.
但是我的重点是要放在后面，讲到他的职分。
But the key point is the ministry of this high priest.
每一个职分都跟我们发生绝对的关系。
Every single one of the ministry of this high priest has everything to do with us.
他的每一个职分都跟基督徒这一生。到底在主面前会成为怎样的基督徒发生关系？
Every single one of these ministries has everything to do with what kind of Christian we will be before God.
我们跟他的关系会到什么程度？我们的生命会到什么程度？都跟这件事情发生关系。
The degree of our relationship with Him, the degree of our life with God, has everything to do with the ministry of this high priest.
所以你们年轻人比我们都有福气哈。
So young people, you are more blessed than anyone in this room.
因为你们从十几岁就开始听这个道。
Because in your teens, you have heard this message.
你回头看看旁边的叔叔阿姨。很多人三四十岁才听到这个道。
Look around in this room, you'll discover that there are those who are in their 30s when they first come to hearing this message.
他们比你们多浪费了二十年、三十年了。
And they have squandered away 20 years of their life.
但是感谢主还有机会。
But we thank God, every one of us, we still have opportunities.
第一个，我们讲到他是大祭司。
And first of all, when we talk about Jesus as the high priest,
希伯来书第五章告诉我们。在当时的大祭司。
Hebrews chapter 5 tells us the high priest at that time.
他至少有几个重要的，就是旧的身份上的条件。
That by there's a certain criteria for him to be the high priest.
第一个，他不能够自己说要当就当的。
Number one, he can't just self-proclaim that he's the high priest.
他不能够自己立自己做祭司，他是神招出来的。
He cannot ordain himself as high priest, but God is the one who designated him. The God is the one who called him.
所以换句话说，第一个条件就是他必须是 appointed by God.
So number one, this high priest must be appointed by God.
这神 立他的。
God has established him. God ordained him.
所以时间的关系，我只能挑关键的经文。我们看第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
好，这大祭司的尊荣没有人智取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。如此，基督也不是智取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。”就如经上又有一处说：“你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。”
Chapter 5, verses 4, 5, and 6.
所以第一件事情我们解决了。
So the very first thing we established.
亚伦是神召的。
Aaron was called by God.
而且大祭司的职分是神许可立位支派亚伦家的后代做大祭司，是神召的。
And the high priest is designated to the descendants of Aaron and the house of Aaron, and has been designated by God.
除此以外，没有人可以当大祭司。
Apart from the family of Aaron, no one else can be high priest.
所以在以色列的历史上，你要当大祭司，他们要花很多功夫验明正身，知道你是亚伦家的后代。
So in the history of Israel, for you to become high priest, they need to go through a lot of examination to make sure that you are an offspring of the house of Aaron.
而且我们从以西结书说，不光是亚伦家的后代，而且是撒都的子孙。
And Ezekiel, discover that he is not only of the house of Aaron, but he is also.
没有关系，三百点，你回家看哈以西结书。那这是第一件事情。那基督也不是自取的。
And Christ is not self-ordained.
是神召他的。
God has called him.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
他说旧约这些做祭司的。
And the Old Testament, all those who are priests.
你要能够体谅百姓们的软弱。
You need to be able to sympathize with the weakness of the people.
因为他自己也是被软弱所困。
Because he himself is bound by the same weakness.
所以你看，我们看第五章第一节、第二节。
So chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
他说，凡人从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。他能体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。所以在这里我们看见当大祭司他自己本身是软弱。
So we discover here through these verses that the high priest himself, he declares that he himself is weak.
所以当他被别人献祭的时候，
So when he offers sacrifices for others,
他也能够非常体谅这些罪人们的心情、心态。
He can sympathize and understand the heart attitude of all the sinners.
那你说我们基督能不能体谅我们？
You say, would Christ be able to sympathize with us?
我们今天背诵的经文我们一起来读，中文、英文、广东话什么话都可以。
Let's all read it out loud together.
我们同时来读。
Together.
我们既有一位已经升高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，我要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。不光这样，到了第五章第八节的你
Chapter 5 verse 8 also says,
也说到他虽然为儿子，还是因为所受的苦难学的顺从。
Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
所以不仅仅他完全了解我们，
So not only does he understand us completely,
他能够施恩帮助我们，
He is able to give us grace to help us.
而且他成了我们永远得救的根源，他能够把我们从一切的软弱失败里面救出来的。
And he has become the author of our eternal salvation to redeem and deliver us from our weaknesses.
所以第二个条件也解决了。
So the very first criteria is taken care of.
第三个重要的条件。
The second criteria is taken care of. The third criteria.
对整个以色列从西乃山以来一直到耶稣基督的时代，
For the nation of Israel from the time of Mount Sinai until the time of Jesus,
所有当祭司的，
everyone who is the high priest,
必须是立位支派，
must be of the tribe of Levi,
必须是亚伦家的后代，
the descendants of the house of Aaron.
那你现在发现说耶稣基督做祭司，这是讲不过去的。
And then now you say Jesus is the high priest, that doesn't make sense.
你对当时的以色列犹太人来说，就好像男人女人是同一个人，那不可思议的事情。
Just like for the Hebrews of the time, for them to imagine when you say that man and woman is but they are one, they're the same, is something that we cannot comprehend.
因为祭司必须是立位支派。
Because for him you to be a high priest, you must be of the tribe of Levi.
而耶稣是犹大支派。
But Jesus is of the tribe of Judah.
圣经上讲到基督是大卫的后裔，是君王支派出来的。
It says that he's a descendant of David of the house of the kings.
所以在历史上没有出现过这样子的人。
So in the nation of the, in the history of Israel, no such man ever emerged.
你不可能又是君王，你又是祭司的。
There's no way for you to be king and priest at the same time.
你在历史上发现君王可以是先知。
And you discover in the history of Israel to be a king, he could be a priest.
谁是这个人？
Who is such a person?
大卫就是嘛。
David.
大卫是王
David was king.
使徒行传又说大卫是先知
But the book of Acts also proclaimed that he is a priest.
那可以又是先知又是祭司的
But for those who could be
先知跟祭司
a prophet and a priest.
像谁
Who?
以西结
In the book of Ezekiel.
你去读以西结第一章他是祭司他又是先知
He is also, he's a prophet and also a priest.
施洗约翰也是
John the Baptist is the same.
所以你发现这三个角色在历史上基本上只有任何人可以兼具两个但是没有人又是君王又是祭司的
So in the history of Israel you discover that there are individuals who hold two of the positions
只有大卫虽然是君王但是他又献祭那是神特别许他但是圣经上没有称他是祭司
But seldom you discover that any individual has held two positions king and priest David did offer sacrifices unto the Lord but the scripture never proclaimed him as priest
所以当撒迦利亚在那里预言将来弥赛亚要出现基督要出现的时候
So Zechariah when he prophesied thatemergence of this anointed one, the Christ.
他预言这一位来的时候，他是用大卫来预言。
And he says, when this person comes, he comes according to the prophecy of David.
讲到要在君王和祭司之间筹定和平，换句话说，那位弥赛亚来的时候，他又是君王又是祭司。
That he's going to come and restore balance between the position of priesthood and kingship, and is that the Messiah would come as king and priest.
我再花三分钟就好了哈，这一段稍微懒一点，但是对有心追求的人很重要。
Three more minutes, I know.A little difficult, but for those who have a heart to pursue, it's very important.
所以你要知道，希伯来作者写到这里，为了要解决这个问题。
So when the author of Hebrews, when he come to this particular point, he wants to come to a resolution.
你发现他引用的两节很关键、很重要的经文。
He uses two key verses in his writing.
一个是在诗篇第二篇第七节。
And one is in Psalm chapter 2.
他说你是我的儿子我今日生你
says, You are my son, today I've begotten you
你要知道这句话的之前第六节是讲到神在这里立我的君在锡安山
Again, the six before, the verse before this particular verse is that the Lord has established king on Mount Zion
讲到弥赛亚是君王
And that the Messiah is the king
被立在锡安山做君王
He is established on Mount Zion to be king
在他复活得胜的时候神说我立你为王，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And he says that I have set you as my king on my holy hill of Zion.
那你是讲到他的 kingship， 讲到他的王权。
And it declares of his kingship and his authority.
然后接下来他又引用了诗篇一百一十篇第四节。
And then again he follows and uses a verse, in Psalm 110 verse 4.
他说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
So you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以希伯来作者把这两个连在。
And the author of Hebrew took these two verses and put them together side by side.
讲到他是君王，他又是祭司。
One, he is king. Two, he is the priest.
那但是这件事情，我们只是知道他是君王又是祭司。
And this thing we only know that yes, he is king and he is priest.
但是还没有解决他不是利未支派的问题。
But it did not resolve the issue that he is not a descendant of the tribe of Levi.
所以他五次的讲到他是按着麦基洗德的等次。永远为祭司。
So therefore, five times he has to clarify that he is in the in the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek.
我今天会讲到第七章完哈，追上了你们礼拜五的读经进度。
I'm going to come to chapter 7 and I'm going to pursue and get to where you are on Friday night in your study.
所以你们未来这个礼拜是我在前面的，前面几个礼拜我在后面追你们。
So the past few weeks I've been pursuing your topics on Friday, but I will pass you today.
所以希伯来的作者在这里告诉我们。
So the author Hebrew tells us here,
在历史上
in the history,
整个旧约圣经麦基洗德只出现过两次
in the Old Testament, Melchizedek only appeared twice,
创世纪十四章
Genesis chapter 14.
当亚伯拉罕打败诸王回来的时候
And when Abraham has defeated the kings,
麦基洗德来迎接他
This priest of Melchizedek came to meet him.
亚伯拉罕把这个所得的献十分之一给麦基洗德
Abraham tithed everything that he obtained through his victory and gave to Melchizedek.
麦基洗德为他祝福
And Melchizedek blessed him.
所以希伯来书第七章告诉我们说只有为大的给为小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
Hebrews chapter 7 tells us it's only proper that the higher would bless the lesser.
所以麦基洗德比亚伯拉罕要高很多，所以亚伯拉罕向他献。
So Melchizedek is much higher than Abraham, thus Abraham had to come and offer to Melchizedek.
麦基洗德为亚伯拉罕祝福。
And so Melchizedek blessed Abraham.
所以希伯来的作者就告诉我们。
So the author of Hebrews tells us one thing.
当亚伯拉罕在这里献祭的时候，在这里献十分之一的时候
，When Abraham was tithing here,
那时候亚伦、摩西、利未支派根本都连影子都还没有。
Aaron, Moses, the tribe of Levi, they didn't even exist. The shadows of those things did not even exist.
那是至少460年以后的事情。
And that something happened after 460 years.
你不要以为我讲错了因为保罗是讲430年以后为什么变成460年有讲究的你自己去读经读不出来再来找我
Paul talked about 430 years but I claim 460 years go study the scriptures you can't find it then come and talk to me
因为亚伯拉罕遇见麦基洗德大概是80岁左右
and Abraham met Melchizedek around the time when he's 80 years old
他过了20年生以撒
and after 20 years he gave birth to Isaac
那过了十几年他献以撒
after about 10 years he offered Isaac
所以神跟亚伯拉罕启示的时候是创世纪22章唯一记载到神跟亚伯拉罕启示
Genesis chapter 22 is the only time where the Lord swore to Abraham
神五次对亚伯拉罕讲亚伯拉罕之约但是只有一次是启示的
And five times God has talked to Abraham of the covenant that he has with him but only one time God swore to Abraham
就是在创世纪22章
Genesis chapter 22
所以我现在讲过来就是那时候亚伦家根本都还没生呢
So again the house of Aaron doesn't even exist yet
所以当亚伯拉罕在这里献给麦基洗德的时候
So when Abraham offered unto Melchizedek
他说利未在他的腰中
He said Levi was in his loins
就是中国人所谓的肾
And this is,
腰子
this is what the Chinese call kidney
换句话说根本还没生出来
It's to say that he didn't even come to existence yet
但是亚伯拉罕就带着整个利未支派其实带着以色列十二支派一起向了麦基
But Abraham represented the tribe of Levi, the entire 12 tribe of Israel, and offered unto Melchizedek.
大家能够明白这件事吗
You understand the principle now?
他用这个例子来讲到麦基洗德的等次远远超过亚伦的等次。
He uses this example to say that Melchizedek surpasses the order of Aaron.
而且那时候律法根本还没颁布。
And the orders of the law has not even been declared.
所以当你讲到按照麦基洗德的等次做祭司的时候，换句话说，就不受亚伦利未记的这个法律法的规定所束缚了。
So now when you say someone is according to the order of Melchizedek, he is no longer under the principles and the guiding principles of the orders of the law according to the Levitical laws.
你们 so far 都还听得懂吗
Do you understand?
真的哈，有没有人听不懂？我暂停一下。
I'll pause a little bit. Everybody clear?
好，没有人举手，我会后抽考。
Okay, so nobody's got questions. I'm going to have
小心我在走道上碰到你就问你啊。
I'll ask you when I'm outside walking next to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，麦基洗德的等次远远超过亚伦的等次。
So Melchizedek surpasses the order of Aaron.
而且麦基洗德的等次不受律法的约束，他不需要在利未支派底下。
His order is no longer bound under the institution of the law. He's no longer under the control. He need not be under the tribe of Levi.
所以我们现在读七章十六节。
So we're going to come to chapter 7 verse 16.
十六节，其实我们从十三节读起好了。
Let's start verse 13.
因为这话所指的人本属于别的支派，就是犹大支派。那支派里从来没有一个人侍候祭坛。我们的主分明是从犹大出来的，但这支派摩西没有提到祭司。倘若照麦基洗德的样式，另外兴起一位祭司来，我的话更是显而易见的了。他成为祭司，并不是照着肉属肉体的条例，乃是照着无穷生命的大能，因为有给他做见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。看见了没有？
Do you see this? Verse 16, He who has come not according to the law of the flesh of commandments, but according to the power of an eternal life. For he testified, you are the priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以我在这里必须先结束了 主耶稣是大祭司身份的问题、啊、
And I have to come and resolve the issue of Jesus Christ has every right to be the high priest.
第一，他不是自取的，是神立的。
One, he did not take on the position himself. God has set him.
第二个，他能够体恤所有人的软弱。
Secondly, he can sympathize with the weakness of all.
啊，因为这是大祭司很重要的责任，他是为人办理属神的事情。
And he is performing the things of God pertaining to man.
他一方面为着人来到神的面前。
On the one hand, for man, he's coming before God.
向神祷告，为人献祭。
He prays to God and sacrifices on behalf of the people.
所以他必须要能够体会那些犯罪失迷的人。
So he must be able to sympathize with those who are weak and who are ignorant and who are lost.
才可能真正进入人的需要和感觉，向神祷告。
And only then can he enter into the needs of the hearts of man to cry out to God.
另外一方面，他为神来到人的中间。
And on the other hand, he's also coming into the midst of man from God.
他能够把神的律例典章，把神的话语，神的带领告诉百姓。
The statutes and the decrees of God, he may come and faithfully administer them to the people.
所以大祭司的胸牌里面有乌林和土民，是用来明白神旨意用的。
And so in the breastplate of the high priest, there are these two stones that is for the discerning of the will of God.
所以他需要常常侍立在神的面前，为着百姓祷告，同样也在这里明白神的心意到底是什么。
He needs to stand before God, pray for the people, and understand the heart of God.
那主耶稣完全能够体恤我们的软弱。
So Jesus can completely sympathize with our weaknesses.
他在神面前为我们祷告。
So he forever prays before God for us.
而且同样的，他能够把神的心意能够带给我们。
At the same time, he can declare to us the will of God.
那第三个，他是照着麦基洗德的等次，所以不需要在亚伦等次里面。
Thirdly, he is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, so he doesn't need to be in the order of Aaron.
所以中间呢，从五章十一节到六章二十节是插入的话。
So from chapter 5 verse 11.Through six chapter, chapter 6 verse 20, these are insertions to the message that he's trying to deliver.
麦基洗德，这个希伯来作者讲到麦基洗德的时候，他心里面就很矛盾。
So when the author of Hebrews start writing about Melchizedek, he feels this frustration inside of him.
他很想一口气就把麦基洗德所有的东西写出来。
He wants, on one hand, just finish what he wanted to say about the order of Melchizedek.
但是他一想这些写信的对象。都是在主的面前不太好好长进的人。
And he thought about the people who's going to read this letter. He realized they are still very immature. They're not growing.
心里面有点着急。他说：“看你们学习的功夫，应该做师父的。那这些话你们都听不进去了。”
So when he's coming to this doctrine, he was very frustrated. He says, "According to age, you should be teachers by now, but you are still babes."
但是我发现你们今天都听得进去，所以我跳过去了。
But today I discover you can all understand, so I'm going to pass this portion.
其实是我没有时间，所以五章十一节到六章二十节我。
But in actuality, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to skip this portion today.
我们正好前天星期五大家正好读过了。
So this last Friday, we all studied this portion of scriptures together.
他一方面劝我们一定要好好长进。
So on the one hand, and admonish all of us, we need to grow.
因为他在这里劝我们要去效法那些凭着信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
And it says that for us to go and imitate those who by faith and patience inherit the promises.
所以他把亚伯拉罕搬出来。
And so he showed us the example of Abraham.
接着亚伯拉罕再把我们引回到麦基洗德。
And through Abraham, he redirects us to the topic of Melchizedek.
好，这一段讲完了。
So we finish this portion.
那我们现在来看主耶稣是大祭司的这个职分。
And now we want to come and look at the ministry of Jesus Christ as high priest.
那他的这个职分是当时地上所有的大祭司没有办法做到的。
And this ministry is something that all the high priests throughout all history cannot do.
哦，这是在旧约里面没有的。
In the Old Testament, it did not ever even exist.
只有我们新约里面有的。
Only in the New Testament.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
第一件事情在这里讲到他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
The very first one is that he is the faithful and merciful high priest.
没有一个痛苦软弱 他不能了解我们。
There's not one sorrow, there's not one thing that hurts us that he would not understand.
虽然亚伦支派人做大祭司他也有软弱。
Yes, in the house of Aaron, when they are high priests, they too themselves are weak.
但是他只能够体谅那些跟他有一样软弱的人。
He can only sympathize with those who have the same weakness as him.
他不能体谅那些跟他身上没有软弱的人。
He cannot sympathize with those who does not share common weaknesses as him.
所以我们很多的感觉痛苦是他不能明白的。
So a lot of the struggles that we have, a lot of the pains that we have, that particular high priest cannot understand.
像我当大祭司的话。
For example, if I were the high priest.
如果你生病开刀我很能体谅你。
If you are ill, you go under surgery, you go under the knife, I can sympathize with you.
我知道你很辛苦。
I know it is such a painful event to endure.
可是如果你是被电视电脑捆绑的人那我就不太能体谅你。
But if you are trapped by the TV and the internet and the computer, I have a hard time understanding you.
你要来跟我说，主啊，我又被电视捆绑了。我会说，你为什么这么没出息？
And you say to me, Oh High Priest, I am bound by the TV again. You, I would say, How come you are so,
没有出息，又是那什么？
So how come you're so useless?
你
good word.
电视捆绑丢到河里去就好了嘛。
You're bound by the TV, pick it up and cast it into the river.
我在中国的乡下听到他们教会大复兴的时候，河里面都是电视，大家都丢到电河里面去。
When I was in China sharing with those who were in the countryside, when the church was reviving, TV was in the river all over the place.
为什么人家能丢你不能丢呢？
How come other people could cast their TV in the river and you cannot?
你就知道我不能体谅你。
So now you understand, I can't sympathize with you, right? 啊？
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。